Thursday, 26 week ordinary time 1. The first reading from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 to 4a, 5 to 6, and 7b to 12. And all the people gathered at one man into the square before the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read it, facing the square, before the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of the men and the women, and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden pulpit, which they had made for the purpose. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all people. And when he opened it, all the people stood. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, lifting their hands, and they bowed their head and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites helped the people to understand the law, why the people remained in their places. And they read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra, the priest and scribe, and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink sweet wine, and send a portion to him for whom nothing is repaired. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Be quiet, for this day is holy, do not be grieved. And all the people went their way, to eat and drink, and to send portion, and to make great rejoicing, because they had understood the words that were declared to them. Second, the Gospel. From Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come. And he said to them, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray, therefore, the law of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and salute no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you, and remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer it deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you, heal the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its street and say, even the dust of your town that cling to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, note it, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. The important role of God's word in evangelization. October is the month of evangelization, starting with the feast of Saint Therese of the Infant Jesus, who is the patron of all evangelizers. Though she never actually preached the gospel to people, the church gave her this title because she eagerly loved and cared for the souls of those who do not know Christ yet. She strongly desired to be like Saint Paul, so that she might go everywhere to preach the gospel and to establish communities. But because her health and ability and did not permit her to do so, she asked God to accept her love for the evangelizers and those who do not know God. She even asked God to save a soul for every needle which she put on garments. Today's reading shows the important role of God's word in teaching people and in converting their heart to God. In the first reading, the governor Nehemiah and the scribe Ezra immediately thought about teaching the law in scripture for the Israelites after they completed the building of the temple and the wall surrounding it. They gathered all the Israelites, those who are old enough to understand God's word, to learn the law from early of the morning until noon. People recognized and lamented their sin because they betrayed God's love for them. In the gospel, Jesus sent out not only the 12, but also the 70 disciples, so they could prepare for Jesus' coming to meet people. Analysis. The first reading. Ezra the scribe read the book of the law of Moses, which the law had given to Israel. The first point. The importance of God's law. As wise leaders, Nehemiah the governor and Ezra the priest knew what are important and necessary for the Israelites. People are not able to rightly live if they do not rightly know. For people to rightly know, they must learn about God's law from the scripture. The Israelites lost their habit of learning the law, at least from the time of exile. Now, in the day of the dedication of the temple, they must practice this habit again. In today's passage, the author wrote, "And all the people gathered at one man into the square before the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel." The author described this important event as follows. Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month, and he read from it, facing the square before the water gate from early morning until the midday, in the presence of the men and the women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Second point, the Levites explained the law for people. After hearing Ezra solemnly proclaim God's word and pray the law at the Red God, all Israelites raised their hand and responded, "Amen, amen," and bowed their face to the ground to worship God. God's word is not easy to understand. To help people to understand God's word, the Levites continuously explained the law for people. Today's passage clearly said, the Levites help the people to understand the law, why the people remained in their places. And they read from the book, from the law of God, clearly, and they gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. Third, people regretted and wept because they recognized that they sinned against God. The purpose of preaching is to help those who hear to recognize two things. First, God's immense love for people. He always concerned about their life, especially in their suffering and in exile. Secondly, to help people to recognize their sin against God and others. Their sins are the reason of the exile and all suffering which people went through. Repentance must be the result of the preaching of the gospel. Without people repentance, a preacher does not achieve his goal. Second, people are happy and ready to share their food in the dedication of the temple day. Repentance leads people to make compensation for their sin. The Israelites' two main sins are turning their back to God and unjustly treating others. After recognizing their sin and reconciled with God, The Israelites must reconcile with others by selling their food to the hungry. Ezra advised the people, "Go your way, eat the fat and drink sweet wine, and send a portion to him for whom nothing is repaired. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Second, the gospel. God's kingdom is at hand. Third point. To help God's kingdom to come. For people to believe in Christ to attain salvation is God's eternal will. It is not able to be fulfilled by Christ himself, but needs the contribution of all people. Jesus sent not only the 12, but also the 70 disciples, two by two, ahead of him to people, to enter all cities and places where he will come. Their duty, also a John Baptist duty, is to repair people's souls so that they might be ready to welcome Christ. Before the sending them out, Jesus advised them the follow important things. "Go your way, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves, carrying no purse, no bag, no sandals, and salute no one on the road." The main purpose of Jesus sending out is to preach the gospel. The disciples must eliminate all things that prevent this mission, such as the temptation to find material gain, to eat good food, to look for fame and power, etc. Second point, the reaction of those who hear the gospel. The preacher is also the one who brings peace for people. Jesus advised his disciples, "Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall return to you." Third, those who receive the preacher, in God's providence, both preacher and hearer have relations with each other. The preacher brings God's word and peace for people. In return, people care for the preacher's health by providing food and material needs. All have a task in preaching the gospel. Due to this reason, Jesus commanded his disciples, "Remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide. For the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" Second, those who deny the preachers, Jesus warned those who refuse to welcome his disciples. "But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dirt of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Denying the preacher of the gospel is a serious sin, and people shall receive rave results than the Sodomites, who according to the book of Genesis were burned by fire and brimstone from heaven. Application in life. We live this present life not to acquire material gains, but to save our souls and the souls of others through learning and preaching of the gospel. God gave material things for all people to use. We should not store up for ourselves, but must be ready to share what we have for those in need. Amen.